Good morning, everyone. I still remember those marches at Liberty that we made to Washington when we were trying to wake our country up about sin, especially on the issue of abortion and how wrong it was. And I was watching yesterday a program talking about Martin Luther King's celebration yesterday and the marches they made for civil rights. In all of our lives, there are things that we need to stand up for and that we need to believe in. And this morning, as we come to our confession of sin, I want to talk a little bit about my experience as a young man. My favorite show as a young man was Andy Griffith Show. Ron Howard was born in 1954, so, you know, he's a little older than I am, but I could relate with that young boy named Opie. Well, Opie grew up, and Opie became a star of a show called Happy Days. How many of you remember Happy Days? All right. And in Happy Days, there was an actor named the Fonz, Arthur Fonzarelli, going back in nostalgia and bringing back a lot of memories. Anthony's looking at me like, what are you talking about? I've never seen that show. But there was one time in the show when Fonz had actually done something wrong, and we know that Fonz never did anything wrong, right? He was too cool to do anything wrong. But in that show, he had done something wrong, and he started to say something like, I was rrr. And he tried to dig in. He said, I was rrr. And his friend Richie said, you mean you're trying to say you're wrong, Fonzie? And he goes, hey. You know, he was too cool to say he was wrong. Isn't that like a lot of us? We're often too cool or too proud to say that we're wrong. This concept of being cool or being proud goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden, doesn't it? When Eve was confronted on what she had done, she blamed the serpent. When Adam was confronted on what he had done, he blamed the woman. We have a problem with admitting, yeah, we did it. We sinned. We blew it. We were insensitive to our spouse this week. Yeah, but he did. It doesn't matter what he or what she did. It's what you did. It's where we are responsible. And you think about it, we as a nation responsible for millions of babies who have been aborted. We as a nation are culpable. It isn't just the sinners that are culpable. It's the saints as well. One of the greatest character qualities of the life of David was when he sinned with Bathsheba and lied and murdered and all the things that he had done. When the prophet Nathan came to him and said, thou art the man, David didn't say, I was rrr. David confessed his sin with a contrite heart. And he said in Psalm 51, have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. A very important verse in verse 4. Against you and you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. You see, it's not just other people that we affect when we sin. It is a holy God. So that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. One of the greatest verses on depravity, apart from the book of Romans. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost parts. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. You see, there's something about when we hide our sin, when we pretend that everything is all right, we're not okay inside. Things are not happy inside. Hide your face from my sins and blot out my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Look at this in verse 11. I've talked to Mark about this passage, and this is really David's feelings. Theologically, we know the Holy Spirit doesn't leave us when we become a believer, but look what David was afraid of. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. That's what David was feeling. He was afraid God was going to leave him. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Verse 16, you do not delight in sacrifice or I would bring it. Do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. Well, what does God want? The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. You see, through the history of time, people have thought they could buy God off through indulgences, putting money in the offering plate, doing better good works. What does God want? He wants brokenness. That's what he's looking for. There's a song that says in a line, why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of these blessings I've known? I do not know if you often think about the reality that God chose you, why God chose me for eternal life, while others will die and they will go to hell. I'm so glad he chose me, and I'm sure you're glad this morning he chose you. So let's confess our sin, but also think about the particular individual sins that we've committed this week. The sins that have maybe taken away our joy and our happiness. David said, happy is the man whose sins are covered. So let's get happy this morning, and let's ask God to forgive us of our sins. Father, we thank you that you have made an atonement on the cross for our sins. And we thank you, Lord, that that atonement, that blood that was shed for our sins, that forgiveness never ends. I don't fully quite understand that because I'm a human being that understands things many times through human experience. But as I understand it, Lord, you love us unconditionally. And when we sin and when we blow it, God, you're always there to forgive us. If we will confess our sins, if we'll get honest with you and admit, yes, we did that this week. So, Lord, this week, whatever sins we've committed, again, maybe we just weren't as kind to our family as we should have been. Maybe we had judgmental spirit, maybe a jealous spirit. I don't know, Lord. Only you know the hearts of men. I pray you would forgive us. And secondly, Lord, I want to thank you for that forgiveness. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and you are just and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord, that we don't have to cower. We don't have to put more money in the offering plate. We don't have to buy indulgences. But forgiveness is free. Because of your shed blood and your grace. In your name we pray. Amen.